How to handle traditions of tribal justice is another challenge to building democracy in Iraq. In Baghdad, a man jailed by Iraqi police since October is trying to buy his freedom, not by bribing the police, but by paying blood money to the tribe of the man he's accused of killing. The accused man believes the post-Saddam Iraqi justice system would find him innocent, but he also fears a revenge killing if he doesn't pay. NPR's Emily Harris recently visited the man in jail in Baghdad and filed this report.
Mahmoud Hamid al-Azawi is allowed out of his cell to greet visitors. One day this month, he entered a small police office, nodded to his wife, then covered their dark-eyed four-year-old daughter with kisses. For a man living in a cell crammed with 68 roommates, at least one with tuberculosis, this is a small spot of happiness. Azawi was working as a bank guard last fall when a carload of young people, apparently after a few drinks, got on the wrong side of a roadblock. Shots were fired, the car crashed, and the driver was killed. The autopsy report blamed broken bones and bullet wounds. The driver's family blamed Azawi. Iraqi prosecutors agreed and put him in jail. Azawi is trying two ways to get out.
I have my own lawyer. He's studying all the sides of the case. The other way, you know, in Iraq, if some troubles like this happen, you should have to go to your tribe.
Traditionally, tribal leaders would negotiate compensation payments with the tribe of the dead man. Azawi's brother asked a third, neutral tribe to be an intermediary. Azawi figured it would be expensive, but he also believed paying would be the best way to end the case against him.
Of course, the case will not be thrown away, but it will be fast to go on, because the people that give complaint about me, that I am the criminal, they'll come to the court and take their complaint back. If I won't pay them and the court release me that I am innocent, they'll come and kill me or kill one of my family.
The judge confirms that if the family's complaint is rescinded, the state would likely take that into consideration. Azawi believes he is innocent, but he sees no other solution than to pay the dead man's tribe. This is not the kind of democracy, he says, Iraqis were imagining. Dan Senor is the spokesperson for the head of the U.S. authority in Iraq, Paul Bremer. He says blood money will have to go.
The tribal judicial system has a long history in this country with very deep roots on the civil side as a complement to the regular justice system. That can continue to be a voluntary complement, but on the criminal side, cannot be tolerated.
Another top U.S. official in Iraq isn't so firm. Alan Young has met with more than 2,000 tribal leaders in an attempt to get them to embrace all elements of democracy. Young says from what he's seen, the tribal justice system is fair.
I was made a sheikh of one of the tribes several months ago, and so I've had at least some insight into their process. They go through this very systematic, drawn-out process that would make most judicial systems in third world countries seem backwoods.
Still, Azawi faces a practical problem. Even with a revamped judicial system in Iraq, the tribal system has been around a long time. Azawi's brother, Ahmed, says it works.
My brother, as he said, that he's innocent, but he said that he had a few shots in the air. But the other side, they believe that my brother is one of the people who was involved in killing their men. So they believe that, and no one can change it. We want to keep everyone safe, and we want to solve the problem in a very wise way, as all the tribes solve it.
Ahmed says the real problem is not to determine who killed and under what circumstances, but to protect honor, to maintain good relationships, and just to get his brother out from behind bars. Emily Harris, NPR News.